Hello, Ned Eby. I'm a director on the NCSC Board of Directors, and many of you, in fact, almost all of you, weren't there at our last meeting, so I could review what went over. At the presentation we gave on November 9th at the high school, we made an estimate on what the pipeline project would cost the customers. At that time, we said that it would be approximately $239 per parcel property tax if you own a third of an acre or less. And in addition to that, your water bill would go up $8 per month. That was the information we had at that point. Subsequent to that, we have had our financial consultants looking at the ways to fund this project. And we looked at another mix that has less property tax and puts more of a burden on the water price itself. And the second option that they came back with us to was a annual property tax for the same size property of $103 a year, less than half. And the water bill would be $12 a month on the average, more than the current amount that you would have been paying without the project. So what those numbers mean in terms of, that was NCSC numbers, what those numbers mean in terms of the other water companies, Rural Water Company would be about the same. Golden State Water Company would be less. In fact, it would be about half. If you live in Golden State, your rates would be half that. And if you live in the Woodlands, it would be about twice that. So the point is the mix that we're looking at right now is less on the property tax and more on the water bill. And the water bill would be, like I said, about $12 a month more than without the project. And your annual property tax would be about $103 a year for this assessment, or $8.58 a month. The third scenario that we didn't look at was funding it completely with the rates, the water rates. Zero property tax and completely with the rates. The problem with that is to get rate increases among all four water companies, we figured it might take as long as 2 years to do that, and we don't feel that we do have time to do this. We don't think that if you wait, you save money. When I say that, I look back at the Los Osos Sewer Project, which was like $15 to $20 million in 1990s, and it's now about $180 million. Time is money, and we're at the cheapest construction cost in hundreds, not hundreds of years, but in tens of years right now. And before inflation kicks in and before construction costs go up, we want to get this underway as soon as possible. So that's why we chose a mix that was not all rate funded, but was less property tax funded and a little bit more rate than we had discussed at our November 9th meeting. Let's start.
What would have been the relative cost of pursuing DCL?
Well, we threw that out of the mix because we figured that's a 15 to 20 year project. And the way costs are accelerating and the way lead times are stretching, given the example of Santa Cruz and Monterey. Monterey is now $400 million. It was half that just a few years ago, and they're nowhere near even agreeing on what they can do. Santa Cruz is the same thing. They've got people that say, desal is the wrong way to go, you got to do conservation. You know, the same old arguments, and it's just a delay. Desal for us would be at least $100 million, and given the experience of all these other people who tried to desal, they would probably be 15, 20 years out before we could get through all of the permits.
What takes so long?
Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Fish and Game, Wildlife. Probably the biggest one is the Coastal Commission. They go through a state parks. And they're pulled up at Cambria, which is about 8 years into it right now, and they're nowhere. They're being held up by state parks. So it's all these commissions that you have to go through. And sometimes the commissions, you get through one commission, he puts one set of conditions on it that are contradicting another commission's conditions. So what do you do? Kind of like this marijuana thing. You got different jurisdictions with different sets of guidelines.
Regulations. Yeah, two questions. Why is the Golden State half of everybody else?
They spread it over more customers. There are more customers per how much water they're getting than there are in the NCSC.
Mm-hmm. The $103, what would it be for a big acre, 1 acre, as opposed to a third?
Probably twice that. See, it goes by what we call benefit units. And a benefit we decided with our consultants, we decided a benefit unit is your potential to use water in the future and the size of your property and the zoning. In most residential cases, 0.35 acres is one benefit unit. If you have 1 acre, that's going to be two benefit units. So it would be quite safe. But one benefit unit, the way we're looking at it right now, is $103 a year or $8.58 a month.
How much is the water for the Gulf and Center in this year, for 2012?
How much?
2,500 acres of water, how much does it cost?
I don't know. I can't tell you that right now. I can tell you that if we had it right now, under the current pricing that we're looking at, it would cost the average taxpayer, average ratepayer, $12 a month more than it's costing right now.
I can't see that. I've been wanting to work with these numbers for 4 years, and I haven't seen that.
I'm sorry.
Price I got from the water this year was $3.7 million. And how many units of benefit is there in this project?
14,000.
14,000. Bill, did you have something?
I was just wondering, getting to the South Point, plan whether you'd look into the Sand City desal, which is taking water that would otherwise be considered wastewater and runoff from the perhaps agriculture, I'm not sure, sewer.
Sand City,
which is just north of Monterey.
Is that Santa Cruz?
No, Sand City. Right
outside of Monterey.
They apparently, I just received some information that they have a project which is very far along. It's gotten all the approvals. In fact, the Sierra Club has endorsed it for the reason that the discharge into the bay will be of the same salinity as the Monterey Bay. But the source of water, rather than the seawater, is water which would otherwise be waste discharge.
The only desal or RO project that I've heard about up in that area, Santa Cruz, Camaro Bay. I don't know about Santa Cruz. I don't know how big it is. You know, maybe it's because it's not big enough that I haven't heard about it. But Morro Bay and Santa Cruz are on the order of the amount of water that we need. Monterey is a lot bigger than we would need, and Santa Cruz is about the same as it was.
I believe that's the Monterey facility you're talking about.
Well, if it is, that's a $400 million project and growing.
John, have a comment?
Yes, it is. You mentioned...
Am I done?
No, because I have a question.
I don't ask for questions from you, John. Sorry.
Right, I'll just answer my question. You mentioned that you have a $12 rate increase for option number two. At the bottom of that's for the first year. At the bottom, there's a footnote that says a similar increase has to occur in year two, the second and third year, and the fourth year of level off. So does that mean in the fourth year you're talking about $36 and only the first year is 12? You got to have another increase after that and another one after that.
I think
our CSD version is limited to 26. Okay. Refer to the footnote at the bottom, don't believe
12. Any more questions? Okay, can we move on?